today on the Scott Thompson Show on 900 CHML.
We try to dedicate some time to Hamilton businesses and those that are affected by the global pandemic and obviously the lockdowns we've all been experiencing. Let's bring in Karen Jarvie, Executive Director of the Downtown Hamilton BIA, and is with us now. Karen, thanks for the time. I hope you're well.
I'm doing very well, Scott. How are you?
Good. Tell everybody what the boundaries are for the Hamilton BIA downtown.
So we go from McNabb to Mary and then Hunter Go Station to Wilson.
And obviously, I guess it's been pretty tough during the pandemic. How have some of the members down there been coping with all of this?
Well, we have a little double challenge in the fact that we have so many employers that work in downtown Hamilton that have been working from home. So a lot of our restaurant and retail have had to really focus on takeout, curbside pickup, delivery options. So they've really had to transition quite quickly and have done that to keep themselves going through the pandemic.
Obviously, pretty close to a year that we've been involved in this. How are they faring? We're hearing that, you know, after you get to the year mark, it's sink or swim, and we may lose a lot at this point.
Yeah, we're fortunate. Right now, everybody seems like they can still hold their own, and we are all looking forward to a nice summer where we can have some outdoor dining and really have as many patios as possible in our area so that people can really come out and make sure they go shopping while they have a, you know, nice beer on a patio. There's a lot of disappointment that the number for indoor dining right now, a lot of our restaurants are really, people are wanting to eat inside. They're limited at 10 people regardless of their square footage. So they would be able to provide a safe experience for more people, but with the guidelines, that's just not possible. And that is frustrating.
Have you seen any businesses that have started something or pivoted in some way and it's been an opportunity? It's worked out for them. It's something that may stick after the pandemic.
I would say that a lot of them have, I think delivery has been, we have restaurants that never used a food courier service before. Mm-hmm. It wasn't in their model. I think they would continue that after. A lot of ours is just really, they've kept doing what they're doing, which is being really great owner-operated restaurants and retail and really just providing that same experience, whether they're bringing it home or being able to dine in their restaurant. So it's really a lot of them are just keeping the same, really focusing on keeping that same experience, whether you're eating it in your living room or, you know, in their restaurants.
There's been some chatter of LRT of late. Is that resonating at all downtown yet, or are everybody still just trying to survive this pandemic?
You know what? We're surviving the pandemic. We have another option that we have a lot of opportunities that are being built right now as far as an increase in residential and a lot of changes in office space that's happening right now downtown. But I think that combined with some LRT construction, we can handle it. I think right now we just need to see where things go. I've always said that with LRT, I'm not the one who's going to be operating a digger. I'm just making sure you want to make it around the digger to come to a restaurant or make it to work.
So do you see businesses changing in Hamilton? I mean, obviously, this is a tough time and you know, there's going to be a certain amount of turnover here. What do you think downtown is going to be like coming out the other end of this?
I think we're going to be stronger. We're going to come out with a really good, there's an opportunity, I think, for us to change our office mix, which is going to be beneficial for our businesses. I think there's also another opportunity for us to increase residential, which is another really great, will be a great benefit to the businesses in our area. And I think really people have understood that you want to support your local person. You want to support the person that you know. And so I think that is what we will take with us after the pandemic is over, that you've built relationships with people that you want to continue to support their businesses.
Website we can go to, Karen, to find out what's going on with the Downtown Hamilton BIA?
downtownhamilton.org.
Thanks for the time. Much appreciated. Be well.
Wonderful. Thank you. You too.
The Scott Thompson Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 900 CHML.